This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. A new deal for Atlantic Yards. We've said that before. The mammoth housing and entertainment complex that's already begun to transform Prospect Heights in Brooklyn has gone through many permutations since it was announced more than a decade ago. Originally, the Barclays Center, 2,250 affordable apartments, and some market-rate housing were to be completed in 10 years. The Barclays Arena is open for business, but none of the apartment buildings are. Now developer Forest City Ratner has agreed to speed up construction in return for more subsidies. And Mayor de Blasio is declaring that a victory for his affordable housing agenda. Joining us to discuss the agreement is journalist Norman Oder, the author of the Atlantic Yards Report blog, which has been covering the project with a critical eye. Welcome back to WNYC, Norman.
Thanks.
From the public's point of view, is this a better deal than what existed before, or is it a worse one?
It depends on what before means. In 2009, they extended the previous stated deadline, which was 10 years. They gave them 25 years. So that gave until 2035, and this new revision brings it to 2025. So it's better than the previous deal, but not as good as the original promise.
Mayor de Blasio has walked a fine line here. He's close to Atlantic Yards developer Bruce Ratner. He was also close to the community organization that used to be known as ACORN that helped get affordable housing into the plan. Did he use his relationship with Ratner to speed up the construction of affordable housing?
I think there are multiple factors at work. I think the single most important thing is that Forest City Ratner was under severe pressure to get a deal closed with its new investment partner. It's the Chinese government-owned Greenland Group. So unless the threat of a fair housing lawsuit was removed, there was a chance that the Greenland deal could be dead.
Tell us about the lawsuit.
Well, there's a lawsuit that threatened that the delay in delivering affordable housing meant it would be less and less likely that African-American residents of the community districts near the project would be eligible for the project because there's a 50% preference for people living in those districts. So as gentrification continues and people get priced out, they're no longer eligible for that community preference. If it took 25 years, more and more of them will be gone. There was a lawsuit that was being prepared. It was shown to the state agency. It was shown to the city. And that, I think, is what forced everyone's hand.
Tell me what this new agreement will do.
Well, the new agreement sets a requirement that the 2,250 affordable units, that they get delivered by, I believe, May of 2025. It also means that two all affordable buildings, buildings that are not 50% affordable, 50% market, but two buildings that are all affordable would get started in the next year. That is an acceleration. There was never supposed to be, as far as I know, an all-affordable building. And I think that represents a considerable commitment, though we don't quite know what it is, of city subsidies or housing bonds.
You're in touch with a lot of community groups who've been very wary of Atlantic Yards since its inception. What are they telling you about this latest promise?
The groups that negotiated this deal were connected with a coalition called Brooklyn Speaks, and they are, most of them, are quite happy because they've gotten the accelerated affordable housing as well as a new governance structure to oversee the project. However, the people who are closest to the project, they got up at the meeting today of the state agency, Empire State Development, and they said, no, we don't like this. We don't trust the oversight that you're promising. And I think it's fair to say that the affordable housing deal is far more detailed than the oversight. The oversight doesn't start for 6 months. Meanwhile, they're still doing construction, and the construction violations occur every day.
Mayor de Blasio has pledged to create or preserve 200,000 affordable units by relying on private developers. What does this deal say about that strategy?
It's hard to say. I think this is a little bit unusual because of the time pressure with Forest City Ratner to get the deal done. But I think that the original template of Atlantic Yards, if you remember, it's a state project in which they overrode city zoning so the developer could choose to build as big as they wanted and therefore deliver affordable housing as part of that. I think that is something that de Blasio is mindful of, that he wants affordable housing, and because of that, that will trump any question of scale and density.
Norman Oder is the author of the Atlantic Yards Report blog. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
This is WNYC.